Welcome to this week's episode of AnimeCons TV. I'm Elizabeth, and this week I'll be doing a kind of first impressions video where I'll be working with some pieces of Fibra. This is a new thermoplastic that came out in the U.S. a few months ago, and you can buy this from Arta Wigs. You can get them in big... big sheets like this. I think this was a half sheet, and I've already kind of taken some pieces off of it to use. I haven't used it in an actual project. I've been mostly just messing around with it, and I've given some scraps to some friends. But yeah, I'm going to talk about this, how I'm going to kind of heat some up and play around with it and tell you my thoughts around it. And the first thing definitely is it is very smooth. Like it... the thing, like, with Warbler, which has been, like, the go-to thermoplastic over the past few years, even Black Warbler, which is this, it still has a very kind of coarse texture, and you need, and to make it look really good once it's all shaped, you still need to finish it with, like, a wood glue or something like that to make it smooth, unless you, like, want this coarseness, which you might, depending on what you're making, but if you want it to be smooth, you need to finish it, especially the, traditional Warbler, that's the tan color, you really need to add a lot of wood glue to finish it. This, not so much. It's very smooth, which is really cool. So it comes in those big sheets, and it's this weird kind of ecru. I don't know if ecru ends up being this dark, but this very off-white kind of color. So I'm going to heat some up. I'm going to cut this piece in half first, just so I don't use it all up at first. This cuts pretty easily with some basic scissors. So close this pen before it gets on everything. And I'm going to heat it up. And from what I've been told, the Fibra does not take a lot of heat to heat up. So let's see what happens. Quick pass with the heat gun. It's already pretty nice and pliable. It's actually really pliable, which is nice. It's not hot, like, at all. Warbler gets pretty hot when you touch it. So yeah, that shapes really nicely with just a little bit of heat to it, which is really cool. So I'm gonna cut out another piece and see how it sticks to itself. The heat go a little longer this time. Okay. Still not very hot, even though I did more of it. Feels really pliable now. What I'm noticing is I'm kind of making fingerprints with it if I touch it too much. So it sticks to itself really nicely. It's quite flexible too. That way if your armor has, or whatever you're making, has an edge to it. So there you go. It's on there really good. So that's really cool to see too. But it is doing just a little bit more heat. It feels very pliable. Like, I feel like I could mush this down. So let's try that, because I heard the scraps can be, like, kind of formed together really nicely. That's hard to pick up. Alright, I'm just gonna mush it together. Wow. It feels like silly putty. Like, legit. Feels like silly putty. And that's kind of cool. Yeah. I wonder if you put it on newspaper, if it'll copy what you put it over. So, I don't know what you would really make with this. Maybe like a weird flower. But yeah, when you smush it together, it totally feels like Silly Putty, which is actually kind of cool. I think you do a lot of really interesting stuff with that. It also feels like it could be really stretchy. Let's try it out. The other thing when you're heating it up is it doesn't have a very strong smell, which is really good, because sometimes thermoplastics can smell, and sometimes they can be bad for you. So, that got kind of hot. Okay, so I feel like I can pull it. Yeah, it is stretching like Stretch Armstrong. Okay, not really. But stretching out very thin. So if for any reason you wanted to thin it out, you totally could. I feel like it might become brittle if you do that. I don't know how much I could stretch this before it breaks, but I feel like, let's find out. Yeah, that's pretty tough. There it goes. So in the end, it ends up kind of feeling almost like thick parchment paper there. I mean, imagine like if you need something like this for a costume, this would work really cool. Like, maybe good for feathers. Stretching this out, making really thin feathers. That could be pretty cool. Alright, now I'm going to try and stick it to a piece of Warbler to see what happens. Let me just cut off a small piece of Warbler here so we don't use the Warbler. And we'll cut off another piece of Dipper. Okay, real quick with the heat gun there. And see how little or how much I need. Yeah, that is already sticking. Is it? No, not really. I need a little more heat. Yeah, that sticks on there really nicely. So heat up the Warbler too. But sticks really nicely to the Warbler. I imagine it'll stick quite nicely to foam, too. Do I have a foam scrap somewhere? Hold on. Alright, I got an Eva floor mat here. Let's see how this works. The other thing about this, and I know with Warbler and Black Warbler, you can totally, there are two kind of different sides, and one's the glue side and one is the not glue side. It's kind of hard to tell if this even has a difference to the two sides. And that is totally sticking. So, you can also use it on Eva foam? I don't know. Yeah. So that this is really nice and versatile. I really like it. One thing I have heard about it is, you notice it doesn't take a lot of the heat gun for me to make this pliable. I have heard that you should avoid, and I imagine you should do this well, thermoplastics and hot glue, because I learned this the hard way, is do not leave in a hot car, because it will melt and it will get all distorted and all your hard work will be lost. So don't leave this in a hot car. I'm wondering, and I think you probably will probably find out after Otakon and DragonCon how people did with these at hot conventions, but if you're going to be hot and sweaty, I don't know, maybe it could warp a little bit. I don't know. I think we'll have to wait and hear what people say. So it's really cool because it is super smooth. I feel like I could just paint this, like prime and paint it, and I'm good to go. I don't have to do the extra steps with Warbler that needs to be done for this. The downsides are, I feel like I have to be really careful with it because it can take fingerprints really easily. if you look at this edge here, too, that was a straight line before I heated it up, but as I was working with it, it became a little warped, and I wasn't being 100% careful with it because I am just doing this for demonstration, but that is something you want to keep in mind, too, is it is super pliable, and sometimes that's exactly what you need, where Warbler maybe wouldn't be good enough. And sometimes it's not that you want to avoid that completely, where you need something to be precise and you don't want something to take fingerprints. So keep that in mind. Fred, if I said price. Price is kind of similar to Black Warbler. Again, you can find the Thibra on Arda's website. Thibra also has a Facebook page you can follow, and this just popped off. So maybe it doesn't stick that well and you need more heat? I don't know. I'm going to find out. So you can buy it from Arda Plastics, which is their kind of their new division, I guess, of their company where they sell their plastics from. They also sell Black Warbler. Yeah, that seems stuck on more. I don't know. We'll see what happens once this cools down again. But yeah, this is what Thibra is like. I really like it. I can't wait to find a project where I can use this. I imagine you can also kind of make a mold and then form it over the mold to get an impression of that, like you can with Warbler. And what's cool is this will be nice and smooth for you to work with. Yeah, so those are my thoughts on this new product, Thibra. I really like it, so check it out if you're into working with thermoplastics, or even if you haven't worked with a thermoplastic before, this would be a cool one to start out for your first time trying a product like this out. Remember, there's always also Black Warbler, Transparent Warbler, Regular Warbler, and Wonderflex, and then things like Avafoam you can play around with. But this is pretty cool, and I highly recommend it. So if there are any other products you want us to try out, cosplay or con-related products, let us know. If you didn't see Sketch's video on Black Warbler and using that from a few episodes ago, definitely check that out. But if there's other products you'd like us to try out and let you know what we think about them, we would be totally happy to. So just let us know. Comment below if you're on YouTube. Let us know on Facebook, Twitter, email. Leave us voicemail. And that's it for this week's episode. I believe the next episode is Doug's report on Otakon, followed by our feedback, and then we'll be skipping a week for DragonCon. So if you see, this is appearing after Otakon. So if you see us at DragonCon, please say hello. Otherwise, hopefully you'll tune in for next week's episode for Doug's review of Otakon, last time at the Baltimore Convention Center. So it's going to be a really cool report. So hope you tune in. I'm going to stop rambling and see you later. Bye.